I really responded to the script and Joe. I wanted to form my own production company because I just wanted to take some things, take movies in my own control. And I read this script and it just really blew me away. And Joe hadn't done much at all. He'd only done one other movie. So when I met him, I just really liked his sensibilities. I really liked the character. It's not a black and white thing. It's very gray. There was a twist at the end that really surprised me, that changed the whole conception that I had of the character I'm playing. I read it and I was reading it a certain way. And then all of a sudden this change happened, and it was a really nice, pleasant surprise, and very smart. So it just seemed that it was too good to turn down. There was the physical challenges. I put on about 25 pounds. I was much more of a hulking kind of guy. There's a lot of information in the script that said that I was probably very tired because of how obsessed I was in finding out who killed this particular person, or did I kill this particular person, which also added to the intrigue of the story. But so the physical was, I mean, it's easy, it's tough getting it off. It's easy to put on the 25. It's a little rough to get it off. He was great. He was very committed to the part. We went through a couple actors and settled on Jason just because he just was really right for it. And he hadn't worked in a while. So I think he came in with those kinds of dynamics. And at first, I think my job as a producer of it too was to make sure that everybody was comfortable and the environment was good, clean environment for working. And he brought a lot to it, and I just think I can't imagine anybody else in the part. He really embodied this guy. I'm just using him to find out who killed this particular person that's close to me. Because he was an undercover narcotics agent, like the one who gets killed was an undercover narcotics agent. We figured that he must know that world, and he has his own dynamics. But I think as far as my character is concerned, it could have been him or anybody else. His brutality stems out of, I think, what everybody responds to, and somewhat it was justified. I mean, he was beating people who abused women and kids. He was he abused people who harmed other people. He was a very righteous cop, and it came out of that. It wasn't for the sake of it. He wasn't sadistic. It was all based on, I think we would want somebody, if someone hurt our family, we would want this kind of guy to bring justice. It's human nature. I mean, I guess, you know, the Bible says you turn the other cheek, but it's just within human nature. That just doesn't happen. The story is there, and it's a really well-written script, but, you know, it takes somebody of a certain stature to direct it the way this was directed. And I saw Joe's first movie, and Narc wasn't exactly in that movie. But when I met him, first and foremost, what I got is somebody who had a passion for this story and a definite vision into doing it, and so you just have to roll the dice and trust it. And I really liked being in the position of giving him a shot. This has got nothing to do with rules and regulations, and everything to do with right and wrong.